From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Supreme Court is indicating it may allow Arizona to enforce parts of its immigration law. It includes a provision that requires police officers to inquire about a person's immigration status if they're suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, justices seem skeptical of at least some of the claims against the law.
Obama administration Solicitor General Donald Verrilli argued that allowing Arizona to require police to verify a suspect's immigration status would interfere with federal immigration enforcement. At one point, though, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, an Obama appointee, told Verrilli, quote, "You can see it's not selling very well." The justices were not as clear about other block provisions of Arizona's law, including one making it a crime for immigrants to not have registration papers on them. A Supreme Court ruling is expected in June. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
In a bipartisan vote of 62-37, the Senate passed legislation today that aims to keep the troubled U.S. Postal Service financially solvent. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, the measure would also delay the closure of hundreds of postal facilities and the suspension of Saturday mail delivery.
The Senate bill would delay any post office closings by at least a year. Bill co-sponsor Susan Collins, a Maine Republican, also insisted on a two-year waiting period before a decision is made on ending Saturday mail delivery.
I believe that cutting Saturday delivery should be the last resort, not the first option.
That irked Arizona Republican John McCain.
Isn't that marvelous? 2 years to study what it is. It's delaying what is absolutely necessary, and that is to have five-day-a-week delivery.
The House has yet to act on its own postal reform bill. The moratorium on closings ends in 3 weeks. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Spokesman for GOP presidential contender Newt Gingrich are confirming the candidate will announce next week he is suspending his campaign. Gingrich had pinned his hopes for extending his presidential bid on a strong showing in Delaware's primary, but that didn't happen. Rival Mitt Romney swept that state along with four others in yesterday's primary contests. Federal Reserve's main interest rate-setting body wrapped up its meeting in Washington today, leaving short-term interest rates unchanged. Federal Reserve Board's Open Market Committee also slightly boosting its outlook for economic growth for the rest of the year. At a news conference after today's meeting, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke said the Fed estimates the unemployment rate will fall to 8% or less by year's end.
Looking ahead, the committee anticipates that the unemployment rate will decline gradually over the next several years, reflecting the moderate pace of economic growth.
Fed expects the economy to grow at a 2.4 to 2.9% annual rate. That's up slightly from its previous forecast back in January. Stocks continued to gain ground today, in part on some strong earnings news from, among others, Apple. The Dow was up 89 points. The Nasdaq gained 68 points. This is NPR. It's official. Connecticut is now the 17th state to abolish the death penalty. That's after the state's governor signed a measure ending capital punishment. Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy calling the signing a moment for sober reflection, not celebration. Law would not affect the sentences of 11 inmates already on death row in that state. A recent poll has showed 62% of registered voters in the state still favor the death penalty for those convicted of murder. Share of mixed-race and inter-ethnic married couples grew 28% over the past decade. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the latest census figures on America's households and families.
10% of all married couples in the U.S. are now of two races or ethnicities, and the share is even greater among same-sex couples and unmarried partners. Couples living together are increasingly common. The census finds a 41% jump between 2000 and 2010. The census defines families as those related by marriage, birth, or adoption, and they still make up most households by far. But the census shows non-family households grew twice as fast. Many are people living alone, a group that accounts for nearly half of all households in Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
First case of mad cow disease in the U.S. has turned up in California in some time. Officials focusing on a nondescript building in the heart of dairy country. That's after a cow died at one of the area's hundreds of dairy farms, but it exhibited no outward signs of the disease. Where officials say it does not appear the animal contracted the disease from eating infected cattle feed. Instead, officials are focusing on a rare genetic mutation as a possible cause. That means the cow could not transmit the disease to other cows. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.